Welcome to TGI Patreon Mini for the week of March 12th. I'm your host Ryan Murphy, here to give you a preview of this week's Gamers In content. We're looking for our March patron. I know a majority of folks listening to this are already patrons, but I did want to thank everyone for the support of the Gamers In by going to patreon.com/thegamersin. Thank you so much, everybody. The Gamers In Prime this week. I know I said that Anthem would be different, and because of how BioWare and EA traded Andromeda, I would not dive into Anthem, and I haven't. You know, this is a looter shooter, so theoretically it's a game that is being asked of you to play countless hours on end. But I have been playing more Anthem, and I've been playing it with a friend, and the time I'm playing with a friend is a lot of fun. The time I'm playing by myself is a bit of a slog, so I'm aiming to get my, you know, $45 worth. I did get it on sale. That's the only reason I kept it. You know, Matt, person I'm playing with, is subscribed via EA Access Premier, so his sub lapses on the 15th, as would a lot of other people's subs start lapsing, because that was the first day you could actually play Anthem with the subscription. So it's going to be interesting how BioWare treats the next 3 days to kind of convince people to resub or keep their sub going. I wouldn't be surprised if we get some news before Thursday about Anthem. So if so, we'll talk about it there. And I'll talk about some other stuff too. There's a lot of stuff in that game that just keeps piling onto it. It is really a death by a thousand cuts type issue. It's not like Andromeda, where there were some clear, rushed out the door, you know, animation issues, you know, voice acting, lip sync, like that stuff is all good. You know, but there are just these weird issues that were put in there that can easily be fixed, or maybe not easily, but can be fixed by patching it. And then we've already seen some of the quality of life stuff there with the, you know, jump straight into the expedition window before you used to have to run right across Fort Tarsis to get to the expedition window. Now you can just boot it up from anywhere in Fort Tarsis. And the best part was is that that option was already present in the game, but only if you were in a party. If you're on your own, you had to walk across the map to get to launch the next map. So, you know, there are little things like that. That how did it make it through testing? Did someone not say, this is a really weird bug, let's fix it before launch, people are going to lob onto this? I don't know. But I still stand by my original sort of thought process that folks curious about Anthem should check out EA Access Premier. Definitely do not buy this full price. It is not ready yet. I do have faith that BioWare will stick this one out. I think it's too big for EA to take a pass on this. This is not something that EA can Andromeda. You know, they can't. They just can't. It's too big. You know, Andromeda was a new studio, a beloved franchise, but a franchise that had a good run before Andromeda. So they could easily just kind of sever it, like patch it, make it usable, get it up and running for a majority of users, say we fixed it, but no post-launch content. Anthem cannot succeed without post-launch content. You know, if that thing doesn't get a solid year, EA is going to have bigger issues than they're already having, but we'll see. I'm also playing Trials Rising. I haven't really played a lot of it yet. I'm going to save that one for next week, but I've enjoyed dabbling with that franchise. Played a lot of Frontiers on iOS and Fusion on PS4. Jocelyn's jumping back into Civ 6, Gathering Storm, trying to get a bit further into the late game. I myself am playing a little bit and haven't quite, you know, experienced the climate control stuff or the climate issue stuff. You know, obviously I'm still in the Renaissance era, so I need to blast into the modern era, I think, before I start seeing an impact there. But I'm having a lot of fun as Canada and a lot of fun kind of, you know, having my say in the world without, you know, just basically building a bunch of strong units to strong arm everybody. I've been having a lot of diplomatic fun and science fun with that. As for news, we'll definitely talk about the new AR game from Niantic based on Harry Potter. Halo arriving on Steam. That's a weird, you know, hell on earth type situation, but it's going to be happening soon, whether Halo fans like it or not. For Summoner's Call, I did want to apologize. I kind of hyped up Game Club, but I forgot that it was a bi-weekly event, so it'll actually be back this week. And we'll also talk about the new calendar that published right after we finished recording. I mean, not right after, I'm being dramatic, but look forward to Shadow Dragon and more Fae stuff on Summoner's Call. We're recording Sunday, so it'll pop in your feed a day late. Upcoming events, Division 2, PS4, Xbox One, PC. That's out this Friday, March 15th. Out now if you've purchased the Gold or Ultimate Editions. You might already be in there tearing up some fun stuff. I don't know. Division. It looks okay. I'll probably play that one as well. We'll see. The beta was interesting. I think it's definitely an improvement of the Division. New Gamers Inn will record live this Thursday at 8:30 p.m. Eastern over on twitch.tv/thegamersinn. Be sure to join in on the conversation over on Discord by going to bit.ly/TGIDiscord. Thanks for listening and have a great week.